This is Rebecca Hallgrider, and I'm the founder and owner of Your Purpose-Driven Practice, the creator of the Women's Empowerment Series, a published best-selling author, as well as the CEO of RHG Media Productions. And I created this empowering summit called Ahead of the Curve to help you live your life and build your business in such a way that it's ahead of the curve, getting you accelerated results, empowered connections, so that you can really impact the world in the way that you are called to serve and shine. Please lean in and enjoy our expert interviews today. Look forward to talking to you. Welcome, everyone. I hope that you're having a wonderful week, a great day. Super excited to have you join us for another excerpt as we talk about how to stay ahead of the curve. We believe by making some small shifts and changes in what we're doing on a practical level and a profound level can really give you amazing results, both personally and in your business. And we want to make that easier. And the critical time of year to start applying these things is November, December, and January. So we wanted to connect with you right in the middle of that, the beginning of December, so that you can keep momentum going forward, so that you can have a super powerful end of the year and beginning of the year, so that you can stay ahead of the curve. My name is Rebecca Hallgrider, and I'm your host and guide as we go through our journey together during this power-packed week. And today, we're going to be talking heart-to-heart, soul to soul, and technology to technology with the amazing Bonnie Best. And we're going to talk about how important it is to do what you love so that you can maintain your momentum. And that makes it easier. It plays to your strengths and you can get a lot of the results that you're looking for in your life. So the expert that we'll be talking to today is Bonnie Best. And I wanted to share a little bit about her. She's a heart-centered technology expert with over 40 years experience in education, mediation, and meditation, systems analysis, and planning. And she blends all of her teaching, mediation, meditation, technical, and coaching skills into this beautiful mixture to really support and help soul-based entrepreneurs. Just beautiful work, so congruent with all of who she is and her gifting. She is also an author. She has 2 books of poetry and your most recent book, which is Weave the Threads of Your Life, Create Your New Life. Please lean in and help me warmly welcome the amazing Bonnie Best. Welcome.
Oh, thank you, Rebecca. I am so honored that you invited me, and I'm really happy to be here and share with your audience.
Thank you. Well, excited to lean into this conversation. And I love to start on a real personal level. And it's really looking at the why. Why do you do the work that you do, particularly supporting soul-based entrepreneurs with this heart-centered technology stuff? What is that and why is that work so important to you?
Well, actually, I started when I was 3 years old. I was a very unusual, unique child. I knew I was going to be a teacher. And when I was in junior high school, I said, what am I going to teach? I knew I was going to go to college to be a teacher. And I said, well, I could teach English. I could teach languages. I could teach math. I said, well, math would be easier. I like math. I like science. So I became a math teacher. And then I became a computer programmer and a systems analyst. And then recently, and then 30 years ago, became a spiritual healer. I was taught how to do spiritual healing, and when I started my own spiritual journey, it's really recently, and you actually helped me with this, Rebecca, was finding a way to merge, as you say, all of who I am. I have many gifts, many talents. I love helping people. That is my passion, is to support people, and working with soul-based entrepreneurs feels just so wonderful to me because I can relate to them. That's who I am.
Yes. And you become this translator because you understand that world of technology and really enjoy it and help them.
I do enjoy it. Yes, I do enjoy it. And it seems I'm helping them actually learn to enjoy it. I say be at peace with technology. peace mm-hmm. is very important to me, be at peace with technology, because business success today really does require that we use the technology that's available.
Beautiful. I saw an interview that you recently did that is released in a television show, and one of the things all empowering this was to you around helping people in this way, because you were helping messengers reach the world. And technology, if they're not at peace with it, it can hold it back. And that was such important work for you to do. And I'd love to have you expand on that, or if there's something else you'd like to share about that. I just loved how you leaned into that and your passion around it.
Definitely. This is a time on the earth that is a very important time. We have many, many messengers who are alive in the world today. And it seems to be the right time for messengers to step forth and to deliver the message. Mm-hmm. So in order to share that message with a wider audience, I've certainly been sharing my message. I've been sharing it locally, one-on-one, which is great, with small groups. And yet the technology makes it possible today to step out and reach out and get more visibility, larger audiences, and share that message with the world. I truly believe that really critical right now. The way the world is, it's been changing. We need our messengers, and we need the messengers to step forth and share their message in the world.
Beautiful. Well, I love the work that you do, and you're so perfectly gifted for such a time as this to help those messengers and really change the world. So I want to thank you for the work that you do, for the heart you have in this, and your willingness to say yes, yes, and serve so many. It's really, really beautiful and powerful.
Well, you're welcome. As I say, it's my joy. It's what brings me, it brings me a sense of satisfaction, reward, and I know that I'm doing what I came here to do. That's my
because you love to do.
Yes, I love to do it.
Perfect. Perfect. So just following along these lines, why is it important to be doing what you love to do to help your momentum move forward? Why is it important to do what you love doing? And because we shared a little bit about your love for what you do, and I'd love to expand it to the listeners. Why is that an important thing to really tap into?
Well, Rebecca, I know it's true for me, and I've seen it with other people. When people do what they love, they light up. You can tell. You can see their eyes. As you say, you can lean in. People lean in. They get a sense of joy. When we're doing what we love, when you are, when I am, it makes it so much easier and more powerful. People will hear our message more easily, and it comes across a lot more with a lot more power when we step in and we know we're doing what we love. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. many of us think, oh, we have to do some things in order to earn money. What seems to be really true is that when we do what we love, there's a book, Ashley, you do what you love, the money will follow. When we do what we love, we actually get more traction. We end up with better results because we can connect to people in a more powerful way and connect to ourselves and connect to spirit and get the guidance we need.
I love that because it is not a solo journey. It's so important to connect with others, to tap into source and whatever you may call that. It's really, really important. So I love that reminder. And for those of you who maybe have believed the myth that what you love has to be mutually exclusive from earning a living, let me bust that myth. You can do what you love and step into that in a very powerful way that will draw business to you and will make that happen. And sometimes we need a little inspiration or support in that. But when we really do the things we are called to do, it's a very unique place that we can support the world and can do because we're designed specifically for that.
And people, we know that people like being around people who are happy and who are living their joy and their purpose and their love, right? When we're doing what we love, we attract more people.
Yes. can be draining to be around somebody who's negative and miserable doing what they are. And it's almost like you're putting them out if they're helping you in some way, even when it's work that you're paying for. And it can be really draining and disheartening. But when we meet someone that you can tell, like, this is their thing, they love it, like, that's the person you want doing the project for you. That's the person you want helping you in this way, because you know they'll take it to a whole different level because of their passion around what they do. And in the process, it's uplifting to me and to others to be around them. So it's a win-win-win.
Right, exactly.
Well, I would love to talk about this concept of keeping things moving forward, that movement part of it. What is the best way that you have found to keep things moving forward regardless of the season?
What I've found is that during the day, I start my morning, and then during the day, I will stop occasionally, take a breath, get centered. I like to breathe into my heart. I open my hands, and perhaps those of you in the audience, if you're in a place where it's okay for you to do this, it's safe, open your hands and simply think and say, I'm willing to receive. I'm open to receive. And then listen. What helps me is when I listen for guidance, when I ask, what's the most important thing to be doing right now? What's the priority? What could I be doing right now that would move me forward to reach my goals, my destination, to keep me on track, to keep me on purpose? And it can be that simple. It can only take 30 to 60 seconds to get that centering and get that message, what to do, and then take action on that.
I love this. So regardless of what's going on around us, we can take a breath and we can ask this question regardless of the season. And I find that there's an energy in the seasons that we can actually leverage off of and use and bring into us and have it serve and leverage all the things that we're looking to do. I find that really, really powerful in the holidays, in the new year, in the spring, in the summer. There's all these different energies that we can really tap into around us, and it's the energy of the season. It's how people behave in the seasons, how we are in the season. We sometimes have seasons we're shinier in than less shiny, and we can really leverage that in all that we're doing. So I love that, and I love how you make it so approachable and easy for us to step into. And I didn't know if you had an activity that you were open to walking us through, perhaps guiding us through that, or if you had another activity that you could help us really tap into this kind of energy real time while we're all together, so you don't have to add it to your to-do list, everyone. I know those are long. We can take a moment right now because you said yes to you to being on this call. So, Bonnie, what would you like to do?
Well, again, I would say, make sure you're in a place where you're not chopping vegetables or driving your car. Let's say you're in a place, or if you are, listen later with a recording. But let's say right now you're in a place where you could just stop, take a breath, breathe deeply into your heart, and then open your palms up and out.
Mm-hmm.
Say, I'm open to receive. I am open to receive. And perhaps ask the question, how can I shine? What could I do right now that would shine my light into the world? How could I right now take some action that would bring my purpose forward in life, that I could be doing what I love, that the people around me would see that I am living on purpose, that I am shining, that I'm doing what I love, I enjoy what I'm doing. I find questions like this very, very powerful.
Yes.
And then listen to the heart and listen to what the heart is telling you.
Beautiful. And let's breathe that in together. And I invite you to capture the information that you're receiving, pictures, words, reminders. It can sometimes be a memory, it can be a thought, a phrase. I think it's really important to capture those things because we can rush back out into life and forget the amazing wisdom we have just been given because we move so quickly in life. I encourage you to capture it, write it down. Sometimes people will pick up their phone and do a little recording on it to listen to later. Whatever works for you, find a way to capture it. Do you have any ways that could dial it up or suggestions around that, Bonnie?
Well, journaling is very powerful. And as you say, there are many ways of doing it. People need to find a way that works for them. Journaling, writing it down. I have this very beautiful journal that I got one time that has a beautiful cover, and it says, with God, all things are possible. Mm-hmm. Now, I call it God. Not everybody does. But when I write in that journal, and I write with a pen that feels good, you mm-hmm. find these pens that have a nice flow, and I write my messages. I write the thoughts that I have. I write the guidance that I get. And you're right. When I go back and read those, Rebecca, when I look back and read those from yesterday or day before mm-hmm. or last week, mm-hmm. it's a great reminder because, as you say, we get busy. We get off doing other things. And sometimes we can get pulled off track. Mm-hmm. We can get distracted. So then this can bring us back, reading what we've written. And I like your idea of putting it on the phone and just recording it so that you can listen back to it. That's a good idea.
I thought you might involve technology.
Yeah, you could put it on your computer if you want.
It'll
be very helpful for you. I actually find that writing it with a pen, I was mm-hmm. taught actually to use white paper and use a blue ink pen. There seems to be some power in having our hand actually do it as writing.
Yes.
That's what I've been taught, and it is what I discovered. So I use technology a lot, and sometimes I do make notes. I was with a friend yesterday, and I gave her some affirmations, and I put them on her computer so she could print them. And that's fine. I still do believe in the power of handwriting it with blue ink.
I love that. And why blue ink?
I don't remember the reason.
But there's one.
I just know it works. I don't know what it is about the color blue.
Okay.
I suppose, well, anyway. And it does look nicer to me than black.
Beautiful. So blue ink, we've got it. And something I remember someone sharing with me, and I actually have found this really, really powerful, especially when I'm seeking and I can feel like my mind is getting in the way of trying to solve something and spinning in wheels a little bit. I learned that you actually write the question in blue ink. I learned today in blue ink, you write the question with your dominant hand. Mm-hmm. And then you switch hands to the other hand and you write the answer. And you just see what comes. And what this does is it actually activates both parts of your brain, your right brain and your left brain. And it may come out looking a little like a kindergartner writing, but you'll be amazed at the information and wisdom that you can bring in. And I actually find it very calming to the mind and focusing and really getting great information. So I've learned that has been really powerful and helpful. So whatever way works, capture that information, listen to the guidance.
Yes, yes. Writing with your non-dominant hand is a very useful technique to tap into mm-hmm. another part of the brain, a part of the brain you don't normally use.
Yep. But great wisdom lives there. Mm-hmm. Love it. Good, good. So these are all activities that you can bring real time into your life. They just take a few minutes at a time to keep that momentum going, keeping you focused and connected on what's important to you and answering some of the questions. If you're wondering, what's the next thing to focus on? How do I keep moving forward? These are ways you can really tap into that wisdom. Now, I shared earlier that Bonnie is a writer and she has a book out, Weave the Threads of Your Life. And I wanted to ask you if you mind sharing what was the reason for writing this book? And I know it was a bit of a journey, so I'd love to have you share about your why and a little bit of that journey.
I'd be happy to, Rebecca. It was actually about 30 years ago I started this spiritual journey. I actually came to work one day and one of my coworkers had been hit by a car and she had died that morning, which was really stressful for all of us in the office. And I went on retreat and I asked the question, what if that happened to me? What if I were to get killed today? Have I done what I came here to do? My inner guidance said, well, not yet. And that I said, okay, so what am I supposed to be doing? And the inner message I got was, I'm to write a book. Say, fine, what do I write the book about? It took a few years for me to figure out what to write the book about. And then in about 13 years ago, I actually started drafting the book. It took about 12 years. I got stuck on chapter 5. Last October, I made the decision that I was going to finish the book. It was time to finish the book. I sat down with paper and pencil, as we were just talking about. I sat down with paper and pencil, and I'm asking a question. I said, all right, Spirit, we're going to have a conversation here. It's time for a dialogue. And so I started writing questions, and I'm asking Spirit, it's okay what I've done so far? And they said, yes. I said, so you want me to finish this book? I want to finish this book. How do I get it done? Within a few minutes, they gave me the topics for the last four chapters, which meant it was a nine-chapter book, and I said, I like that. And once I had the topics, 30 days later, I was able to publish the book.
Wow.
Because I knew how I was going to finish it. That was so important for me. So I did. I got it done in December of last year, and you're talking about keeping momentum going. Even though it was December, I started promoting it. I did get a message. I get an internal message, though. I was getting a little frustrated. I said, how do I promote this? How do I market it? And Spirit said, slow down, celebrate. Celebrate that I had completed a project that I have been working on for many years.
Absolutely. Celebrate. So I'm just so excited because I was thinking, what a journey, you know, 12 years, almost 13. Was it almost 13 by the time it was finished?
Well,
or 12?
Yeah, it was 12 years. Mm-hmm. Now it was 13 years ago today, but it was 12 years ago. 12 years I was working on the draft of the book.
Yeah, and what an accomplishment, and what persistence and patience on the journey to keep moving forward with something, keep picking it up, keep it on your heart, keep, you know, and bringing it to completion when it took 12 years. And I just think that's really powerful. And I love that you were prompted and reminded to celebrate, you know, on a 12-year project, it's important to celebrate. So we celebrate with you. I'm going to actually give you a round of applause.
Thank you.
To celebrate an accomplishment like that in 12 years of dedication in bringing that forward. And then I know you were going to share something else. I just wanted to take a moment to celebrate with you.
Yeah. Now the message to celebrate. And then as I move forward, just taking it one step at a time. I'm trusting universe. Actually, I'm working with a woman who facilitates the passion test, and she helped me identify my top five passions just last week. And my top passion right now, passions can change from time to time. And at this time, my number one passion is that I know that I am supported by the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am taking the steps. Each day I'm having faith. I know that the universe is bringing to me all the resources, the people, the resources, the connections, the ideas, next steps to take. We don't always know all the next steps. Rarely do we. We rarely know all the things we need to do. And maybe that's just as well. It probably would be overwhelming if we knew the whole plan. It's like, okay, let me just do the next few steps. Give me the next couple of steps, and I'll go take those steps. And I am so clear today that I am being supported, that the steps are coming to me at the right time. I'm taking the action. And if I miss a step, no big deal, because the universe finds a way to get me there anyway. It's kind of fun the way it all works out in the end. Everything is always working out, and I trust. I trust the universe. And it's actually part of my book. Part of the lesson.
Thank you for sharing. I love, love, love that. And I actually agree. I think that's a blessing in disguise to not necessarily know all of the how, all of the steps, all the twists and turns that we're going to have. Because I think if we knew sometimes it's going to be that much work or that much of an adventure, or we're going to stretch that much, we would be, it would be daunting and we would hesitate. But what I've learned, and I'd love your perspective on this, Bonnie, what I've learned is that we're prepared for the next step just before it or as we're stepping into it. And so what seemed inconceivable or impossible at the beginning of the journey is actually just the next step when we're on the journey. And I think that's sometimes why it can be so daunting if we knew it all in the beginning. And I've just learned as I trust and I go along and I look at if something's a yes first before I try to figure out the how, I have found that to be true again and again and again. And I've been amazed at the things that I've gotten to do, get to do, and I'm part of that were just things I would never even conceived of doing even a short time ago, because I was willing to say yes, and then I grew into and became what I needed to take those next steps. And Bonnie, I'd love your thoughts on that too.
Well, yes. What's happening is we're being prepared. Mm-hmm. So there is a plan. We take the next step, and then we prepare for the next step, and then we prepare for the next step. So when the guidance is given to us, then we say, okay, I'm ready for that step, or maybe I'm not quite ready for that, but we'll get prepared. We get prepared and prepared, and when we're prepared, now we can take the step.
Yes.
And it is a journey, one step at a time.
Yep. Yep. You don't have to do it all in one big step, one little step at a time.
Right. So, but the journey of 1,000 miles starts with the first step.
Exactly. But you know what we do sometimes? We just sit there and we keep thinking how long the journey is and how can I prepare and what shoes should I wear on the journey? And we spend all this time and we could have been 18 steps or a mile on the journey if we had just started. And we're not necessarily any more prepared. So my encouragement is to, instead of getting ready to get ready to get ready, that being willing to take the steps even before you feel quite ready to, because you'll be prepared on the journey as you go. I promise.
Right.
There is a plan, like you were saying.
Yeah. And we learn as we take those steps. Mm-hmm. We learn. And even if we stumble a little bit, we're learning from that process so that the next time it's easier. Even like with meditation, I hear people say, well, I know I should meditate. It's hard for me to meditate. I'll meditate tomorrow. And I ask people, stop right now, take a deep breath, like the exercise we did a little while ago. Stop, take a deep breath, breathe into your heart, ask a couple questions. How long does that take? You don't have to wait to do that till tomorrow. You can do that right now.
Mm-hmm. And in fact, you just did.
Right.
You have meditated. I love it.
Exactly.
Good. Good. Well, I had just another question here I was curious about. We've talked about some great ways to kind of maintain that momentum, and a lot of it, I just think this is interesting, a lot of it is actually pausing, slowing down a little bit, and asking, which is counterintuitive to what we might expect with momentum. But I think it's absolutely true, is this pausing, this listening, getting direction, and then, you know, moving forward, not just sitting in the information, moving forward. So I love that. I love that we've been sharing that, and I just want to underline that for our listeners. And what if, Bonnie, someone is struggling with priorities about focus and time and energy because they're just 24 hours? You know, we want more sometimes than just having those 24 hours. We want more. And I'm just curious if you have some suggestions and ideas of how people can focus their attention and their choices in that.
Yes, and I'm going to sound like I'm repeating things, and yes.
That's fine. We need to hear things twice.
Basically, this process, as you say, slowing down. So many times we get so distracted, and we're in such a hurry. How many of us found that we're hurrying, and then we say, wow, I did all that hurrying. I wasn't necessarily getting what I really wanted done. So it's a matter of slowing down and learning to ask good questions. It's so important to ask good questions. So this issue of how to focus.
And how do you define good questions? I'm curious about that.
Well, I'll give you some examples. If I ask the question, why do I keep having these problems? That's not a good question. Because the answer is, I'm going to keep getting those problems. I'm getting an explanation why I'm getting problems. Well, that's not really a good question. It's not empowering. It's disempowering. When I ask the question, how can I shine? What can I do right now that will move me forward along my path? Which path is right for me? Which path will take me toward my destination? So, for example, I've got my book. How do I get my book done? When I ask those questions of spirit, how can I finish my book? What do I need to do right now to finish my book? Now, that's a good question because it's empowering and it's giving me an answer that helps me move forward. So we look at our questions and ask, so for example, focusing and setting priorities, what's the highest priority right now? What could I do at this moment right now or within the next 15 minutes or the next hour? What could I be doing? How can I focus my attention so that I get to my destination, my goal? How do I stay on track? How do I live out my purpose? How do I shine? How do I get my message to more people? Those are good questions because you're getting answers that move you forward.
Beautiful. Thank you for defining that, because we can be asking questions that are actually disempowering when we're frustrated or feeling stuck. You know, why am I stuck? What's going wrong? How can I, you know, instead of how can I move forward in this? What's the next most important thing for me to do? So thank you for guiding us through that, so that when we are pausing to keep our momentum going, I love that, that we're really spending time in questions that are empowering and able to move us forward. So thank you very much.
I'll give you another example of a good question.
Sure.
I like to ask the question, what is for the highest good of all concerned? Because when I'm with a group of people, or I'm working, you're working with your clients, you're working with people, or maybe you're in a conflict. As I say, I was a mediator. When you're in conflict with people, what's for the highest good of all concerned? So we include everybody and we find the highest solution.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for sharing your heart with us, a pause with us today. And I know that you've created an amazing gift. Do you mind sharing a little bit about that to our listeners today? And then I'll let them know how to access it.
Sure. Well, the gift, when you get this gift, it's actually a PDF file. In my book, I ask a lot of questions. And I talk about how to ask good questions. Throughout the book, I ask lots of questions. I talk about how I answer them, and I support the readers in using the questions I have found beneficial. And when the readers then answer, you answer the questions for yourself, you're benefiting because you're doing some self-discovery and you're getting on track. So that's the gift is the intro forward of my book, chapter one, and a few pages of the journal. We talked about journaling. The third part of the book is a journal, and I give you a couple pages from the journal with a each page of the journal has some questions to answer, and then lots of white space where you use that blue pen and answer the questions for yourself.
I love that. And you're giving us some good questions that are empowering and can move us forward. So that'll really help all of you as you're getting started in pausing and perhaps shifting the focus sometimes to something that's more empowering as you're seeking answers, as you're seeking information and really able to move forward. So I really encourage you to say yes to yourself, to this generous gift that Bonnie's making available to you. And here's how you access it. You'll see in the communication that we're sending you, if you're listening to us through the computer, you're actually going to see the links right there as this is replaying for you. And you can simply click on that and say yes and put your contact information in, and then you will get the gift sent directly to you that Bonnie's making available to you. So I really encourage you to say yes, really lean into you, into all that you are called to do and bring forward. You absolutely matter and are needed just as you are and uniquely gifted to really serve the world and those around you in a really, really powerful way. And it starts with saying yes and being willing to sit in the leadership place, sit in the center of your life and fully bring all of you forward. And that's the key to staying ahead of the curve. It's the choices that we're making. It's how we're living our life and building our business. And this information that Bonnie has shared with you today about pausing is a big key to moving forward and keeping that momentum going. Bonnie, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciated it. I enjoyed the conversation.
Well, you're welcome. I enjoyed it too, Rebecca. As I say, I'm honored. I'm glad you invited me.
And listeners, thank you for being part of it. We would not have this you. I hope that it's empowering you on your journey, that you're learning some new ways and tips and tools to interact with life and business so you can stay ahead of the curve, one pause at a time, one decision at a time, one choice at a time. We will look forward to talking to you in our next exciting excerpt as we explore how to stay ahead of the curve with different experts and different perspectives on this journey. We'll look forward to talking to you next time.